You spend the whole morning getting everyone else ready for the day. Thankfully, with Burt's Bees micellar towelettes, you only need a moment to freshen up and get ready for yours. Made with at least 70% upcycled cotton, these 3-in-1 wipes effectively and gently remove makeup, cleanse, and hydrate, leaving your skin with no oily residue. Available in coconut and lotus or rose water. Visit burtsbees.com to shop now. Burt's Bees. By nature. For nature. For all.
Ow! Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy Wince-Free Whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for 2 shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White. A whiter smile without the wince.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. The big court decision of the day, 9-0, the justices concluding that Donald Trump can and should remain on the ballot. It's not up to the states to decide. I'll get you a lot of details in this. President Trump will be joining us at the bottom of the half hour to talk about, and we'll get his reaction. He did speak earlier today. We'll play some of that later. By the way, 2 other suits. One we'll talk about later in the program with Ken Paxton, and that is a federal appeals court is now allowed the state of Texas to allow their immigration law to take effect, meaning law enforcement officers in Texas are now legal and authorized to arrest and jail any illegal immigrants crossing the border. Probably have a profound impact. When I was down at Eagles Pass, Shelby Park in Texas the other day with President Trump and Governor Abbott, it was very, very clear that the razor wire and the containers that they put up and taken Texas National Guard, and the people of Texas are paying a fortune for this, it's had a profound impact, and now the illegal immigration activity has moved out of the area to places like Arizona and California. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. So that was part of what has happened today. Let me get into this. Former President Donald Trump, this was the Colorado case. Anyway, the Supreme Court unanimously reversing this Colorado Supreme Court ruling that barred President Trump from appearing on the state's Republican presidential primary ballot, cited in this particular case because of a provision in the U.S. Constitution relating to people who engage in, quote, insurrection. I do need to remind everybody that even the D.C. case, which is January 6th related, does not even charge. There is a criminal code for, quote, insurrection, and that wasn't even brought up. But it means that no other state can bar Donald Trump or any other candidate from now on from a presidential ballot or election for Congress by invoking, quote, the insurrection clause. This is what we told you would happen. I did predict. I thought this would be a 9-0 decision, although it's always a little iffy when you try to predict just listening to arguments put forth by the Supreme Court and the questioning of justices to the varying attorneys, which way they're going to go. You can be misled by that, but I thought this was a slam dunk case. It was. And what they said is they were very clear. We conclude the states may disqualify persons holding or attempting to hold state office, but states have no power under the Constitution to enforce Section 3 with respect to federal offices, especially the presidency. But the reasons given, responsibility for enforcing Section 3 against federal office holders and candidates rests with Congress and not the states. The judgment of the Colorado Supreme Court therefore cannot stand. That was a 9-0 decision. And as he pointed out on a Truth Social post immediately thereafter, a big win for America, which I would agree with. And what that means is that votes that he will garner, there's, 15 states tomorrow, which is Super Tuesday, on the ballot. They will count for the former president. This was, for me, not a surprise. or we have some of the oral arguments back from February 8th. Many of the court's nine justices did appear skeptical of the Colorado Supreme Court's rationale in the process. That was clear from their questioning. But they can do what they want with a state election, but not a federal election. What was interesting is a couple of concurring opinions that were issued here. And look, it's when you have an unanimous verdict. We'll also hear from Jay Sekulow. He is the chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. They were involved in the case. They represented the Colorado Republican Party in this case. Jay himself has argued some 16 or 17 Supreme Court cases and been involved in, I think this was his 24th or 25th case. But anyway, you know, the states have no business in this in the first place. And then you get into the more interesting nuances. And when you look at the concurring opinions, like, for example, the three most liberal justices on the court, Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor and Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, wrote they disagreed with the finding of five conservative justices, because there was another concurring opinion by Amy Coney Barrett, which I'll get to in a second, that a disqualification for insurrection can only occur when Congress enacts a particular kind of legislation pursuant to Section 5 of the 14th Amendment. And what they say is, in doing so, the majority is shutting the door on other potential means of federal enforcement. They wrote, "We cannot join an opinion that decides momentous and difficult issues unnecessarily, and we therefore concur only in the judgment." In other words, they're agreeing with the decision, but they don't want to weigh in on the reasons, the whys, the how comes, the rationales, and some of the other arguments that some conservative justices were making. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, in her own concurring opinion, agreed with, you know, a lot of that analysis, that the case did not require, and I think this gets to the heart of the matter, the Supreme Court to rule that only congressional legislation could enforce the insurrection clause. But again, I've got to go back. We got to stand back here and remember one thing. Now, Donald Trump is facing a lot of legal issues moving forward, starting with this ridiculous Stormy Daniels case in New York, a case that the former DA of New York, Cyrus Vance, decided not to get into. And anyway, so he actually agreed with a lot of this, that this was not a Supreme Court ruling that only congressional legislation could enforce the insurrection clause. She agreed with that. But anyway, what she said is this, though. She said this suit was brought by Colorado voters under state law in a state court. And then she wrote, "It does not require us to address the complicated question whether federal legislation is the exclusive vehicle through which Section 3 can be enforced." Barrett added, "In my judgment, this is not the time to amplify disagreement with stridency." And then she said this. She said, "The court has settled a politically charged issue in a volatile season of a presidential election, particularly in this circumstance. Writings on the court should turn the national temperature down and not up. And for present purposes, our differences are far less important than our unanimity in this case. And all nine justices agree on the outcome of the case." So that is the message that Americans should take home. The fact that a justice acknowledges the political environment, especially with a divided country in a presidential election year, I found pretty fascinating to me. And anyway, so it will also reverse the decisions by two other states. Last week it was Illinois, but prior to that it was one person, one elected official in Maine, which acted after the Colorado Supreme Court trying to bar Trump from the primary ballots. In this case, in Colorado, it was the Secretary of State. And anyway, all three the state decisions were based on an interpretation of Section 3 that are now voided because of this Supreme Court decision today. This was the right decision. I thought it was a slam dunk. What's going to be more fascinating, and we'll get into this in more detail later, is on the issue involving presidential immunity. And I felt that Donald Trump was addressing that when he went out and spoke today, and we'll ask him about it at the bottom of the hour. But Section 3 says that no person can serve as an officer of the U.S. who has previously taken an oath of federal office, engaged in insurrection or rebellion. Donald Trump's not been charged with insurrection, let alone convicted of insurrection. And I believe it was Justice Kavanaugh that brought up the issue, well, how do we determine such? Which happens to be a great point, a good question. And anyway, the states had no business in this in the first place. Everybody agrees with that. And all three liberal justices agreed with that. And allowing Colorado to do this would create chaos, as one of the justices said. And they add, you know, that to me, it was just such a slam dunk. What is very, very alarming, however, is the left's reaction to all of this, because we have a few lunatic Democrats in the House. Now they want Congress to pass a Trump ballot ban led by people like Jamie Raskin, saying on fake news CNN that the Supreme Court's unanimous decision to overturn Colorado's Trump ballot ban means that Congress should now take action. Now, he said the court didn't actually disagree with it. They just said that they're not the ones to figure it out. I disagree with that interpretation just because the other parts of the 14th Amendment are self-executing. But in any event, the Supreme Court punted and said it's up to Congress to act. That's not exactly what they were saying. And now then he goes on to say, and this is now the level of desperation that the left in this country now finds itself in. They're using lawfare. They're using rogue prosecutors. I would argue a weaponized and politicized Department of Justice of Joe Biden. Remember, in both cases, what have we learned in the Fani Willis case? What have we learned in the case in New York is that there is coordination with the Biden White House. How many times did Fani Willis and Nathan Wade make their way to Washington to meet with people in the Biden administration? And I'd love to know what those conversations were about. And I'd love to know if there was coordination with whoever within the administration. And remember, it's Biden's Justice Department that rightly is being investigated by the House Judiciary Committee on the issue of weaponization of the Justice Department. But anyway, the House already impeached Donald Trump. You know, they're saying, no, they did not impeach. That is meaningless. The RNC has now weighed in, and they have said that this effort to kick Trump off the ballot in Colorado was pure, quote, election interference. The RNC said in a statement, today's ruling confirms what Republicans have been arguing. The American people get to pick the candidates, not activists, not bureaucrats. The effort to kick Donald Trump off the ballot was pure election interference from the left, they said, and the RNC was proud to fight in the Supreme Court alongside President Trump's campaign and other Republican partners to preserve voters' right to make their voices heard. We look forward to continuing the fight, beat Democrats in court over the coming months. And in other news, you had one fake news CNN guest, you know, basically hitting the panic button over this, you know, the court nixing the Trump ballot ban. And anyway, literally sharing exasperation, you can't save the people from themselves. And of course, they bring in fake news Jim Acosta complaining that Trump continues to gin up insurrectionist-like rhetoric. Okay, when has he ever been charged with it? He's not. And he's talking to Larry Sabato, director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia, UVA, who said, of course he does. And then he continued, he'll never change because it worked for him and it may work again. You know, in the end, Jim, you can't save the people from themselves. What do these people say? Do you care about the issue of the rule of law, the constitutionality of this question? Because that is what the heart of all of this gets down to. I mean, you really have to, there's a real stretch here. Colorado's Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, issued a statement. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled the states do not have the authority to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment for federal candidates. In accordance with the decision, Donald Trump is an eligible candidate on Colorado's 2024 presidential primary. So that shouldn't surprise anybody either. Here's what Kavanaugh said. There are difficult questions, and you look right at Section 5 of the 14th Amendment that tells you Congress has the primary role here, he says. I think what's different is the processes, the definition, who decides questions really jump out when you look at Section 3. Justice Roberts questioned the Colorado's attorneys, Jason Murray, about the consequences of the state's position. What do you do with the consequences of your position? That there will be disqualification proceedings on the other side, and some will succeed in very quick order. And I would expect a goodly number of states will say, whoever the Democrat is, you're off the ballot. It would then come down to a small number of states deciding the election. That's a pretty severe consequence. Justice Alito saying, pressing Murray to grapple with what some people have seen as the consequences of the argument you're advancing, which is there will be conflicts in decisions among states, and the different states will disqualify different candidates. But I'm not getting into getting a whole lot of help from you as how this would not be an unmanageable situation. Kavanaugh said, you know, the term insurrection jumps out, and questions are, what does that mean? How do you define it? Who decides? Who decides whether someone engaged in it or not? I mean, good questions. A little hard for fake news CNN to understand. Hey, if you want to save money, not sacrifice service, you're going to make the switch like so many hundreds of thousands of us to Pure Talk. They use the same cell tower, same 5G network as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. And the average family for the same exact service saves close to $1,000 a year. Now's the perfect time to do it because you get a free Samsung 5G smartphone with no four-line requirement, no activation fee, a Samsung that's built to last, quick-charging battery, top-tier data security. Qualifying plans, you get the $35 a month, unlimited talk and text, 15 gigs of data, mobile hotspot. Making the switch is simple, fast, and easy. You dial #250, you say the keyword, save now, and you'll also get your brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving a huge amount of money on wireless today. #250, keyword, save now. Make the switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.